Praise the Lord, everyone. You know, in the book of Esther, there was an official named Haman who held a position of great power in the court of the king of Persia. He persuaded the king to write a decree ordering the execution of all Jews across the kingdom on a designated date. He was so enraged by Mordecai, the cousin of Queen Esther, that he decided to have Mordecai executed the following day. But in a single day, Haman was exposed for his corruption and killed. The decree to execute all Jews was overturned, and Mordecai was placed in Haman's position of power. Beloved, perhaps you're in a difficult situation. People are conspiring against you, your finances are in disarray, or there's conflict in your romantic connection. You might be agitated and apprehensive, but try to maintain your tranquility. Because you respect God, He's actively engaged in your conflict. Continue to follow the right path and make sure you don't get involved in the situation yourself. Beloved, put your faith in God, and the adversaries you see now will no longer be there for you to struggle with when God's timing is right for you. What was intended for your detriment will be used to your advantage in the end. If you receive, say amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to you for bestowing spiritual rebirth upon me. It's when I believe that the angels go to work, that forces of darkness are driven back, and that things began to change for the better. Thank you for assuring me that you will meet all my conditions, whether you do it tomorrow or next year. I believe it's on the way. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen. Have a blessed Monday and a wonderful week, everyone.